Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time to get today's edition of the BTN News show started. It's the 19th of February, 2021. Got the best technology news that has been going on, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Xbox Series X and S users, get ready for a little FPS boost. Yep, your frames per second boost feature is coming in the latest Xbox Series X and S series consoles. That means your games should be running a little bit better than they are. Now, yeah, Microsoft did kind of concentrate on backwards compatibility, but the FPS boost now is specifically designed to improve older games without developers actually having to do any additional work, which I'm sure will make most developers out there that, oh, thank you very much. According to Microsoft, some games will actually have nearly double frame rates. In fact, the first games to support FPS boost will be UFC 4, Sniper Elite 4, and Far Cry 4. In fact, UFC 4 includes 60 frames per second performance on the Xbox Series S specifically. And according to Microsoft, this is just the beginning. They'll actually announce more release titles soon featuring the FPS boost, and that'll be all rolled out with the new menu icons and system settings, all coming in the next system update. We've said it on this program before, Chrome OS doing pretty good, especially last year. A lot of people work from home, a lot of kiddies doing their schooling at home. Been kind of handy. Another thing would be handy is to have a screen recorder on the thing, but that ain't gonna happen. Oh wait, yeah it did. That's right, Chrome OS is getting a built-in screen recorder. Google's saying by adding this feature, they're hoping to make it a bit more student-friendly. Now the screen recorder will actually arrive in the latest Chromebook update, that would be next month. However though, it's gonna be limited to 40 new devices. And right now, Google isn't telling us what 40 devices it's going to be included on. But if you think you want to be in the market for a new Chromebook, well, they want to make it easier for you. They're also launching a new guide to picking the right one for you. You know, since there's going to be 40 friggin' models available. And finally, the iPhone 12, the 12 Pro, the 12 Pro Max. They've done pretty good, haven't they? And the iPhone 12 mini, I mean, honestly, how many people have you seen with one? I actually haven't seen any. But then again, it's been one of those years where I haven't seen many people. Well, regardless of just how well it has done or how well it hasn't done, looks like iPhone 13 mini will be a thing. Yep, Apple is expected to retain the small 5.4-inch version iPhone, which in actual fact, if you think about it, does make sense. I mean, technically, the iPhone SE was the iPhone mini. And no, small phones have actually flown off the shelf in quite a few years. It's always been the latest and greatest and bigger screen ones. It's just there, you know, just because. Though there was some speculation if we were going to see a 13, particularly the folks over there at Morgan Stanley, you know, that investment company. They actually found out some inside info that they cut production on the iPhone 12 mini by actually 2 million units. And then we found out from Counterpoint Research that the iPhone 12 mini actually only accounted for 5% of all iPhone 12 sold in the US. But if you are a mini lover out there and you think you need the newest, latest, and greatest, which probably ain't much different from the one you got right now, looks like you'll be in luck, at least for the 13 model. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You know our official website, so hop on over there right now, britishtechnetwork.com. Lots of techie goody stuff going on over there, and some of the best tech podcasts in the industry right now. Yeah, I'm talking about the Mac Show. I'm talking about the Big Show. I'm talking about the Photo Show. Go check them all out. Get subscribed over there, or of course you can find us on Apple Podcasts as well, and other popular podcast platforms. Of course, we're on Facebook. You can like us there at British Tech Network. We're definitely on the Twitters at British Tech. And our BTN community ever growing and ever getting better. So why don't you come on over and make it a little bit better too? We'd love for you to be a part of it. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening.